think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us now on the line is Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, a man who has had some concerns about the president's and the Capitol Hill proposal to replace and repeal Obamacare. Senator, thanks for joining us here. Is your major concern?
Well, I think that there's a lot of unity on repeal, but not so much agreement on replace. What the House leadership's put forward, I think, is Obamacare light, keeps the subsidies, keeps the taxes, keeps the insurance company bailouts, and actually keeps a form of the individual mandate, but instead of paying the government, you pay the insurance companies.
All right, so what do you think is the likelihood of the bill that's emerging from the House actually passing in the Senate, where we've been told it's a much heavier lift?
I think zero in the House or the Senate. You know, the House Freedom Caucus has been steadfastly against passing Obamacare Lite, which is what we consider this bill to be. So I think they made the mistake of not talking to conservatives in advance. I don't think it gets out of the House. It may get out of committee, but they're going to have to negotiate with conservatives. The negotiations have already begun. Conservatives are going in and out of the White House all week. And so we'll see what happens after the negotiations. But the Obamacare Lite plan that they put forward is dead on arrival.
Senator, you're a doctor, so you understand the catastrophic effect that lawsuits are having on the healthcare industry. How can you drive the cost down without a serious call for tort reform?
We do need tort reform, unfortunately, because most doctors are sued in state court. It's probably going to have to be state legislation, and a lot of states have done well. Indiana has, Texas has. Several states have these review panels, which tend to work and cut down on the frivolous lawsuits. But that's part of it. But the biggest part of Obamacare that fails still will continue under this new plan, and that is that if you can buy insurance after you're sick, you will, and that's why young, healthy people leave the market and the premiums continue to rise as you get a sicker and sicker pool of people in the individual market. There's nothing in the Obamacare Lite proposal to fix that. If that is not fixed, and this is the most sensitive issue, people are afraid to fix this problem, but if it is not fixed, then you have to bail out the insurance companies. And so Obamacare Lite, the House leadership plan, leaves in the fact that you can buy insurance after you're sick, but then on the tail end, it fixes it by giving the insurance company bailout money.
All right. So the president has mentioned you by name, saying that he is sure that his good friend Rand Paul in time will come around on this. What would you like to say to the president?
Well, we talked this week. We had a good conversation. I think he truly is interested in what conservatives have to say on this issue. And we'll see where it goes. He also said this week he's open to negotiation. It's going to take negotiation because there is a solid block of conservatives, and it's growing. If you listen to talk radio, if you read conservative outlets on the web, what you find is that everyone is recognizing this as Obamacare Lite, so it can't pass, and they're going to have to give conservatives a seat at the table.
And with our time running down, Ted Cruz met with the president, had dinner. Have you been invited?
We have all kinds of invitations to the White House. We have not been up there lately, but I did talk with him this week, and we are open to continued conversations.
Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.